Hello?
Hi, Dale.
Yes.
Hi, this is Christine calling from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So, yeah, we have a client interview scheduled for you today, Dale, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this the best time?
Yeah, this is good. You know, I missed your call. I was on the phone with a customer. I couldn't switch over, so I tried to call you back. I couldn't get a hold of anybody. So, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, no worries for that. It's not a problem. All right. So let me go ahead here and have everything right here set up for your account. Mm-hmm. So let me see. I can see that you already signed the terms and conditions. So let me go ahead and have you select a security question for your business. So anytime you call in, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So we have three options for you. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to choose?
Mostly my mother's maiden name.
Okay, your mother's maiden name, and what would it be?
Rankin, it's R-A-N-K-I-N.
That's R-A-N-K-I-N?
Yep.
All right. Okay. So I just wanted to tell you that the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right. But first of all, Dale, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. So the purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps. So let's go ahead and verify all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, Dale, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So your business name is called American Floor Care.
Yes.
And the address I have on here is 6815 Amy Boyle Road, Northeast, Brookfield, Ohio, 44403.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that address to show, though.
Okay, that is actually my next question for you, if you wanted to have this. All right, no worries. I'll go ahead and have this one hidden here. All right. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
We're incorporated, so I have an ID number, yes.
Okay, will you be able to read to me the ID number?
No. I don't know it.
No worries. If it's not convenient for you to check it, then I'll go ahead and note it here for a moment, okay? No worries for that.
Okay.
All right. And
we're insured too, so I'm not sure which one you're asking me.
I was actually going to ask for the business license number, and since you don't have it with you right now, then I'll just note it here. And I will be asking you to send us a copy of your business documentation. We need your documentation in order to verify or optimize your Google business profile. Anyways, I will be sending you an email where you can reply to it, okay?
What is that?
Your business documentation, your license or your insurance.
I can send you my insurance. Why would you need my insurance?
This is for business this is for us to verify or optimize your Google business profile. So we're going to keep this on file. All right. And I just wanted to make
I'm actually getting that myself too. So I'm doing local ads and they want that same information. So I should have that tomorrow. I'm hoping I will have that tomorrow.
Okay.
And they asked me all these questions too, like the business ID number. And then the license, like for Pennsylvania, they're requiring a license for Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
We're right on the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania, so I never really noticed, but Pennsylvania requires a license to do home improvement work.
Yeah, because it actually depends on the state or places, because some don't really have some licenses or like insurance, but this would really help a lot with Google. So whatever you have, we actually encourage our clients. Yes.
I do have that number if you want that number, the Pennsylvania.
Okay, the Pennsylvania. You have the Pennsylvania business documentation number?
That's a home improvement license number.
Okay, let me note it here. Home improvement license number.
Let me read you exactly what that is.
Yes.
I just actually downloaded it last night.
Mm-hmm.
It says the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General. It says has registered in Pennsylvania as a home improvement contractor, and it says so. The way we're incorporated, Solidate Enterprises, DBA, doing business as American Floor Care.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can give you that license number if you want.
Yes. I'll be doing it here.
It's capital P, capital A, 196411.
Mm-hmm. The PA 196411. Does it have any expiration date?
Yes, it's 10/21/2026.
Okay, I got it here. That's 10/21/2026. All right.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure, Dale, can you receive mail at the address that you provided me?
Yes.
All right.
I can give you our PO box if you want. Yeah. That's what we always do business through the PO box.
Mm-hmm. All right. So actually the good thing about this, having the address where you can receive mail is because of some verification with the Google. So they might be sending you like PIN verification on your mail address. So whatever is going to work perfectly fine, then that will be better. Anyways,
yeah,
you will be hiding your address here.
Okay.
If you've requested. All right. And the phone number your clients will call you is going to be 330-881-9100, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you opt in for our call tracking feature. So our call tracking feature, Dale, is something that comes included in a package. It's called the call tracking number. This is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is we create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see.
Mm-hmm. I don't really want to do that.
Oh, okay. So you don't want me to have a call tracking number? We actually highly suggest for this because it can help a lot with your marketing campaign. But if you want to skip it for now, then let me go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely want to skip that for now.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I just wanted to make sure that this is your email address. That's adiloseg@aol.com.
Correct.
Right. And I can also see here that you already have a business website.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm actually pulling it right now. It's called AmericanFloorCareOnline.com. It's
yep.
Color red. All right. So would you like us to promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design?
What was the last thing you said? Or do I want you
would
to
you like? Would you like us to promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design?
No, as is. It's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We just have to promote as is. All right. And now let's go over with keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see that you provided services like hardwood floor, refinishing, and sanding floors, stripping and waxing, correct?
Yeah, well, the stripping and waxing, I want to kind of, that's just the one down the line. That one.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have to put that one in there if we come up with it.
Okay,
so
no
worries. The hardwood floor, sanding and refinishing would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Floor sanding, floor refinishing, all those.
Okay, so we have here floor sanding and floor refinishing.
Yeah, I would definitely do the hardwood floor. I definitely would put hardwood in there somewhere.
Okay, so hardwood flooring, correct?
Hardwood floor refinishing. Hardwood floor. Because I'm noticing, like, in our area, you know, if we put in, like, floor sanding, you know, we come up, you know, somewhere. But if we put in hardwood floor sanding, that doesn't show up, so.
Okay. I'll just make sure that we have here the correct keywords. So you provided me hardwood floor refinishing. I think we need to have to put a different keywords for hardwood floor. I mean, like hardwood flooring, because this would work. So we also have floor sanding and floor refinishing. And you want to put hardwood floor refinishing. So let me see what we have here. And the only focus is with hardwood flooring?
That could mean something else. I mean,
do you do other floor? Oh, nah. Let me add the flooring services also, because it's going to work. Would that be fine for you? Yes, flooring services. Right. So do you do other flooring services like carpet flooring or VCT flooring, things like that?
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't do that. Yeah, we don't do that.
Okay. So you only focus with hardwood flooring.
Hardwood floor sanding and refinishing. That's what we do, yeah.
Okay. So we had hardwood flooring, floor sanding, and floor refinishing.
So floor sanding near me, is that a key word? Is that just a...
We can use the floor sanding only. It's going to work.
Floor sanding. But yes. Definitely put one with a hardwood floor sanding, hardwood floor refinishing.
Yes, hardwood floor. Hardwood floor. Floor sanding and hardwood floor refinishing. Right? Do you want to add another keyword?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you could probably do hardwood flooring.
Yes, I actually added hardwood flooring on here.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm actually looking through Google now. I'm looking for...
Okay. So let me go ahead and read to you what I have here. So we have hardwood floor refinishing. We have floor sanding, floor refinishing, hardwood flooring, hardwood floor refinishing, flooring services, hardwood floor sanding, and yeah, we already have the hardwood floor refinishing. So do you want to add any other keywords?
You could probably do like, let me see here. Do flooring replacement.
I'm sorry, that's...
Flooring replacement or hardwood floor replacement repairs or something like that.
Okay.
Hardwood floor repairs.
We have flooring replacement and hardwood flooring replacement.
Yeah, hardwood floor repairs or something like that.
And hardwood flooring repairs.
You know, you might as well do hardwood flooring installation.
Yeah, we can add that. Hardwood flooring installation.
Refinished wood floors?
Refinished wood floors. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to add any other keywords?
You could do, I don't know. Would you think new hardwood floors would be good?
Yeah, we already have here hardwood flooring. Hardwood floor. So
how about hardwood staircase?
Hardwood staircase. We can also add that. Maybe we have clients going to look at it for it. Hardwood staircase. Okay. All right. So for this one, Dale, I will actually send you an email.
Can we do this first? Can we add, is that too many, or can we add, like, I would like to add the floor, let me see how I want to put this floor.
Mm-hmm.
Tile floor waxing and buffing.
The tile floor waxing, and we will separate it. The other one is tile floor buffing.
Yeah.
All right.
And then one more if we can do it.
What is it?
Let me think about how I'm going to word this. Put marble floor polishing.
Marble floor polishing. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have here, we've added the refinished wood floors, the hardwood flooring insulation, hardwood staircase, tile floor waxing, tile floor buffing, and the marble floor polishing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So don't worry for this one, Dale. I will send you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords, please go ahead and email us back so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you, Dale, would be, is there anything unique about your business?
Apart from other hardwood floor companies?
Yes.
That's a tough one. What would be things that would make you different?
Like, what sets you apart from your competitors, or what do customers like about your business?
We're knowledgeable. We're a step above the rest. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a tough one, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's really a good thing. You're a step above the rest.
You know what? I like, you know, that we are a locally owned business.
Mm-hmm. You're locally owned and operated?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this a family-owned business?
I got one employee. It's a small business. You know, and I think that's what people really like about it, because I'm hands-on, so I would put owner-operated.
Okay.
I'm hands-on, I got one employee. So, you know, a lot of times, and I don't know how you would word something like this, you know, the feedback I get a lot is, like, these other companies are hiring kids to go in there and they're messing up their floors and stuff like that. You know, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and it's like, you know, we go into people's homes, we take care of people's homes, you know?
Wow. So I think that speaks a volume. You have over 30 years of experience.
Yeah.
So I want to put it here, Dale, if it would be fine for you, that you guarantee 100% customer satisfaction. Is that right?
That's a mouthful. I don't like that. Some people can be pretty tough, so I don't like doing that.
Okay.
Some people can be impossible.
You're right also. Some people do. Okay. Or maybe we'll just put it here, having over 30 years of experience. That is actually very tempting. That is very assuring for clients that you have quite a lot of experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can have it here.
I like the owner operated. You know,
yes, I had it here, hands-on owner and owner operated. Okay. And do you have a tagline or do you have a mission statement?
I don't.
All right. If you don't have a mission statement, I actually prepared some lines for you, Dale, before I tried to call you. So I'll go over and read it. Tell me if you like any from these statements, okay?
Okay.
So I have here, as American Floor Care, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. At American Floor Care, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. At American Floor Care, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. At American Floor Care, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. At American Floor Care, we strive for higher standards of service.
I like
is there
it.
Anything?
That's the last one? Oh, I like it all.
Oh, you like it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, any of that will work. Anything you want to choose. I think that I like the honesty part and the, you know, I like all that. You know,
okay, if you like the honesty part, then we can work with, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers.
There you go. That's
all
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me have this one here. Okay. How about a tagline or slogan? Do you happen to have one?
I don't.
Okay. Let me have let me see what I have here. Okay, so I'll read to you some options and tell me if you like anything from it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I have here, step into elegance with every plunk. We also have crafting timeless floors for lasting impressions. We have where quality meets beauty underfoot. We also have transform your space one board at a time. And the last one is we have solid foundations, stunning floors.
I like the second one.
Okay, that's crafting timeless floors for lasting impressions.
Yep.
All right, good choice. Notice here, and how many years have you been in business?
A little over 30, about 30 years.
Mm. Okay, so you started this one on 1990s?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, do you have a specific year that we can put here?
I don't.
Okay, so maybe I'll just put it here, year 1990s. Okay. And you have over 30 years of experience.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you have one employee, right?
Yeah.
So it makes you two.
Yeah.
All right. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Mostly residential, but we do commercial too. Can you hang on 1 second?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Can you hang on 1 second? Okay, thanks. Okay, sorry.
Okay. So I will just put it here that you work with both residential and commercial, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hours of operation?
8 to 7, that we take phone calls or whatever, is that what you're looking for? It's Monday through Friday. Then Saturdays I usually do like 9 to 1 or something like that.
Okay. That's 8 to 7 on Mondays through Fridays. And on Saturdays, you do 8 to 1? 9
to
1. 9 to 1. Okay. Yep. That's 9 to 1 for Saturdays. Are you closed on a Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Do you accept emergency services?
Accept what?
Emergency services?
No.
Okay. Got it. All right. And what types of payment do you accept?
Cash or check.
Cash or check. Now that we've gathered your business information right here, Dale, we have two options for you. First is we will optimize your business for the best lead from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The next option that we have is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So which option do you prefer?
What should I pay for?
You're not going to pay anything for this, but I highly suggest that we can work on with the first option, like optimizing your business for the best leads from premium destinations.
Okay.
All sure. Right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your Google business profile now. I see that your business is located in Brookfield, Ohio. So what city or zip code would you like to target, Dale? And for this one, I would highly suggest that we could focus on with a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes because it can help you a lot with your Google business profile ranking, and it can help you also with the optimization of your account. So can we work on that?
Yeah, you know, me and Daniel was talking about doing, like, my zip code where I'm at is 44403, and mm-hmm. we were talking about doing, like, a 30-mile radius from that.
Okay. A 30-mile radius. Do you have a specific zip code for that?
Where, yeah, 44403.
Mm-hmm.
You mean zip codes besides that, the 30-mile radius?
Oh, like the 5 targeted zip code, the 5 target cities or zip code that you would want for your business?
I don't know that. I don't know.
Okay. So you only have here the 4403, and you've mentioned that you want the 30-mile radius. But for the Google Business Profile, for the Google Business Profile, Dale, we actually need specific cities so we could target and to give you a good ranking. Also, if we cannot put here on our end like an estimate only for the 30-mile radius. So how about cities? Do you have any target cities in mind?
So the bigger cities around mm-hmm. the bigger cities around me would be within that 30-mile radius would be Warren, Ohio.
Okay, that's Warren, Ohio.
W-A-R-R-E-N.
Mhm.
And the other one would be Youngstown, Ohio.
Youngstown.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So
and then I would do. Mm-hmm. Then I would do, like, going into Pennsylvania would be, like, I guess Sharon, Pennsylvania would be, like, one of the bigger ones.
Okay, so this must be under 2 hours driving distance from your city, okay?
Oh, yeah, they're all within 20 minutes.
Oh, better. That sounds better. Okay. So we have here your zip code, the 4403. We have Warren, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, and Sharon, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
yeah, we already have 4, or you can add 1 if you want.
So am I looking for the bigger cities around me? Is that what I'm looking for? Because, I mean, like, Warren has, I don't know how many zip codes. Youngstown has, I don't know how many zip codes.
Oh, so Youngstown is one city. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we can work on cities. We can work on cities and zip code. So your preferred target cities. So you already provided me here 4. And you can add 1.
So is it going to target these areas in particular or what?
Yes, we are going to target on this for your Google business profile.
So you can't do a 30-mile radius, or will that be on there too?
Yeah, we will actually be asking for the specific cities. It cannot be a radius, so that we don't want it to spread your business too thin. We wanted to make sure that it will give you a better ranking and it will be optimized.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do Boardman, B-O-A-R-D-M-A-N, and that's Ohio.
Okay, that's Boardman, Ohio. All right. So, do you know if you have a Google business profile? Oh, yeah, you have a Google business profile already.
Yeah, so that was the big thing. They need merged. I got two of them.
Okay. So yeah, that Daniel actually mentioned that you have two Google business profile, and you're going to add us to the one Google business profile, right? So do you have access to that? Will you be able to add us right now while having me on the phone?
Let me try. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Where do I do that up?
Okay.
So we need to, I have somebody else doing this too. So we need to take him off of there, whoever that is too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we have to make sure that you have access to that Google business profile. So let's go to your Google business profile. Did you see your business name? Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay. So, did you see, when you tap on your business name, did you see your business is not visible to customers?
No.
Okay, how about this one? Let's try a different process. Let's go to your browser and type in business.google.com/location.
Well, I'm on, it says your business on Google. That's where I'm at.
Oh, okay. That's business in Google. Okay. So if you are a business in Google, so you're seeing your Google business profile. Okay.
Is that a profile? Read reviews, photos, advertise, all that stuff, edit services.
Mm-hmm. You should, let me see. So you are on your My Businesses, correct?
Yeah, it says add a new business profile, your business profiles.
Notifications. Not that one, actually. I was looking for the three dots beside beside the statement, your business is not visible to customers. Then you should see three dots. Or let me see. Are you using your phone or are you using?
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Okay.
I do see the three dots.
Oh, can you tap on it, please?
Yep.
Okay. When you tap on it, you'll see your business profile settings.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And after that one, did you see managers or people in access?
Let me click on. People in access, yep.
Okay. And then you should tap on add, and I will be reading to you the number to be put on the email address, okay?
Can I remove this other person here, too?
Oh, you have a different person that you put, that you gave access to?
Yeah, because they were, They were supposed to be doing this for me, and he's not doing anything. So yeah, I'm just going to remove him now.
Okay.
And remove that. And I have there's another one on here, marketing. Yeah, I'm going to take them off too. I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
So I'm just going to have me on there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, what do I need to do then?
Okay, so on the email address field, put in 552.
Hold on, so I need to add then, okay.
Yes.
552.
552-554. 6200. So it should show local flash listings.
Yep.
Okay. And when you add this, you should receive a pending notification.
After I add you?
Yes.
And I'm just going to add you as a manager, right?
Yes, as a manager.
Okay, yeah, I guess there's a number there.
All right. So you should have successfully added us here. Let me just go ahead and double check. All right. So I got here your invitation. So my team should be accepting this one. So thank you for that. All right. So we could work on this because you already added us as a manager. So now, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Dale, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I am going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible. Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, your business registration, your invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, okay?
Okay, so mm-hmm. If I have questions with any of that, can I call back?
Yeah, you can always call us back if you have any questions with regards to setting up your account. We wanted to make sure that we set up everything here perfectly, so if you have any clarifications, you can always give us a call, okay?
Yeah, so... I mean, haven't I done this already or no? I mean, you need all that stuff, huh?
Oh, for this one, you already have an existing Google Business Profile, right? And you wanted to merge your Google Business Profile, that's your Google Business Profile that you have. So you added us to the one Google Business Profile. So what we're going to do here is we will accept that and our Google Business and our team should be working on it. We'll be working on this one, yes, because you already have a Google Business Profile. We cannot make you a new Google Business Profile because it will really suspend your account, I mean your Google Business Profile. So we will work on the existing Google Business Profile right here. And, right. So the requirements that I was actually asking, Dale, this is for our file, just in case that the Google will be asking some details, we will be able to work on it right away. Okay?
Okay. So, you do know that I have the two business profiles. The one I don't have access to. So one has, I'm not sure which one we're on right now. I believe we're on the one that has like 14 reviews. The other one has like 5 reviews, and it's the one showing up the highest in the ranking. I don't know why. Those are the two we're trying to merge them to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually noting it here in my end that you wanted to merge the two. So Daniel told me that, he told me about that. So you added us already with the one that you have access. So let me see for the other one. Actually checking right now. So the one that you have access, is it the one with the 413 Google reviews? Let me check.
Yes. I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I'll tap my team on this, so it will be perfectly set up. Okay. And also, Dale, One of the newest features is to create weekly appearing posts on behalf of your business. Posts are a great way to get attention in real estate and Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete this scheduled post anytime in your client's dashboard. So would you like to opt into this program? There's no additional cost for this.
I'm sorry, what is it? Should I do it or no? I'm going to take your word for it. Should I do it or no?
We actually do weekly appearing posts. So in behalf of your business, we do weekly appearing posts. So these are a great way to get your attention in real estate and Google, as well as improving your optimization. The good thing about this one, Dale, is you will be able to preview, edit, or delete the scheduled post anytime in your client dashboard.
It's more for SEOs. It's more for SEOs and stuff like that, keywords and all that.
Yeah, it's more for the optimization of your Google business profile.
Sure. Yeah, often.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I did some advertising through there. I couldn't stand that place. I do have a Yelp page, yes.
Okay. Actually, if you have a Yelp page, if your Yelp page is already live, we advise you to continue to manage it so you don't lose any content. Or if you would like for us to optimize your Yelp page, we will need you to add us as an admin. Would you like us to optimize your page?
Is there any cost for that?
There's no cost for this. No additional cost.
Sure. If you think I need to, yep.
Okay. So I will be needing you to add us as an admin. I will send you an email for the instructions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook page now. Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yes.
All right. And do you have access to your business Facebook page?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And can you grant us admin access so we can optimize it?
Yeah. You know, there are a couple of Facebook pages out there, too. Somebody, I used a company before, they created one, and it's like, I don't have access to that one, but I do have access to one of them.
Okay. So if you have access to one of them, that's okay. We actually need just a basic Facebook page because we will take care of the rest, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I will also send you an email where you can grant us admin access to your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I can see here that you have Facebook ads as product in your package with us, right?
Yep.
So.
Right.
Would you like to send specific images to use in your ads? Would you like to send specific images to use in your ads, like pictures of your completed work?
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, if I don't have to, though, I'm not that way. If you're going to come up with some images, that's fine, too.
Yeah, if you don't have any pictures, we can use some stock photos.
I do have some, but yeah. I mean, just go ahead and use some stock ones, too.
Okay. If you will not be able to, I'm actually going to send you an email where you can reply with the photos. But if you will not be able to send any photos, then we can use stock photos, okay?
Okay.
All right. And what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have three options, and you can choose one. We have Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, so the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. These leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And if you select calls, Dale, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. The last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. With Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service requests. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So what do you think would work best for you?
Let's do calls.
Okay. We'll work on calls. And our business hours are from Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Do you have a day or time preference that you'd like us to reach out to you, or is any time we're open okay?
For what?
If we have any concerns, like when it comes to setting up your account, if we have any clarifications, can we call you?
The later in the afternoon, the better.
Okay, the later in the afternoon, the better. Let me just note it here. All right, and do you have a logo?
No.
Okay, do you want us to create a generic logo for you?
Yeah, sure, you can.
Okay. All right, so we will create one for you. So now, Dale, you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, you can use this for your Google Business profile. You can add up to 20 pictures in the email. Just make sure that you follow the criteria on the meaning that you have good quality. And also, we will temporarily use high-quality stock photos if any images you provided are low quality and we feel that it won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Okay? Keep in mind that they're in general photos related to your industry. So if you see any photos that may not apply, let us know and we will remove or replace them with other images. So all our photos are copyright protected. If you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, please let us know before answering to any inquiries, okay?
Okay.
And also, within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client's dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile-friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. So your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on, okay?
Right.
All right. Now let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google Business profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google Business profile are scam calls. So if you have any questions, you can give us a call before responding to any requests that you might receive, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as we get close to finishing up with this call, Dale, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So what day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now? Let me see. 3 weeks
like
from
said,
now. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks from now would be on, yes. 3 weeks in the afternoon, 3 weeks from now, that would be on the 12th of November. Would that work for you?
Sure.
Okay.
What day is that?
That would be a Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay, that's fine.
Yes, okay. So that's November 12th, and you wanted to do it later in the afternoon. Do you have a time preference?
The latest you can do, probably.
Okay. So let me see. So You are 3 hours ahead from us. So we can do it. The latest that we have is 3 p.m. So that would be 6 p.m. your time. The same time.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. We will also add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this will conclude our interview, Dale. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. There was quite a lot, but do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
Not right offhand. I think the priority is get everything merged and all that. I may have some questions when I start looking at all that stuff you sent.
Yes.
You need me to verify.
Yeah, definitely.
All that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So where do I call when I do that?
Yes. So our client support number is 877-635-6225. You will receive the contact information by email. So please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's Monday through Friday. You can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience, okay? So after 5 to 7 days, Dale, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible, okay? So please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us in the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Always remember that we value your business, and have a great day. Thanks, Dale. It was nice talking to you. Just give us a call if you have any clarifications, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye for now.
Okay, thanks.